I enjoy reading those journeys that Jesus took with his disciples. And in today's scripture, Jesus was with his disciples traveling before the mentioned. And as he traveled, this lady came running with her whole heart saying, "Jesus, Jesus." And the disciples kind of held her back and told Jesus, "Let's get out of here," in Dave words. She said, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me, son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." And Jesus told the disciples to let her come. And she came and they talked for a while. And then finally Jesus said, "You can go, your daughter's healed." Now can you put yourself in those disciples' shoes right now? How, Jesus, how did you heal this girl? You've never saw her before. You've never known who this girl was. You don't know where she lives or anything else. How can you say she is healed? If you can pitch that in your mind, and how the disciples must have looked at each other and go, "Whoa." And then Jesus took the disciples and they skirted on the Galilee Sea. And while Jesus was resting on the mountain, he saw 4,000 people coming. All of them bringing somebody that was injured at that time. They were blind people, people who'd never seen before. Some were lame, had to be carried everywhere they went. Some were mute, some were lame and maimed, and others needed Jesus. So one by one, they brought the sick to Jesus, and Jesus healed the sick. But if you thought in your mind that how much love that they must have had for Jesus after this, those people that were healed. Can you imagine someone who had never seen before? All of a sudden, Jesus said, "You're healed," and that person opens their eyes, and they can see the people that had led them all this time and carried them because they couldn't see where they're going or anything else. It was an awesome thing. Then there were those who couldn't hear. And I could only picture them when Jesus made them heal and they started going towards the people they loved and they said, "Now you be quiet. I've listened to you all these years. Listen to me for a while because now I can hear you. And I can speak now." Those who were mute and couldn't speak, they can speak. Those who couldn't walk at all and they were carried wherever they went. Jesus healed all these people. The disciples there watching, they had to be thinking, "Who is this Jesus Christ we're with?" Then Jesus, they said, he was up on the hillside looking down at all the people. And he said, "How much food do we have?" And they said, "Well, we got a couple loaves and some small fish." And Jesus said, "Well, these people have been following us for 3 days. They need to be fed." And one Bible tells us, one tells us that Jesus told them, put them in different places so we can picture and not give the same person twice. In other words, I thought about it. But as they fed all these 4,000 people, when they were finished, there was food left over. Can you imagine these disciples now? Then Jesus took the disciples into a land called Caesarea Philippi, a land that was full of non-belief in the real God, but full of people who would worship anything in their sight. And it was there that Jesus said to the people, "Whom do others say that I am?" Some said, they say, "John the Baptist's son, do." Some say you might be Elijah. Some say you might be this person or that person. Others say, "Well, you're probably a disciple. You might be able to tell people this. You might be able to tell that." But Jesus said, "But whom do you say that I am?" And I always picture Peter. He was the first one to take his sword out of his side and cut off the ear of a soldier that Jesus put back on. I can picture Peter going in front of everybody else saying, "You are the Christ, you're the Son of the living God." That's when Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon. You know, man didn't tell you that. That was given to you by my Father in heaven." And he said, "I tell you, Simon," he said, "upon that rock I'm going to build my church." I'm so excited when I read these verses. For today, 5 people are going to join our church. We're going to have a baptism. And the congregation that built the church will have more land, stones upon it, and building it higher and higher and higher. Jesus told Thomas, if you remember, he said, because you have seen me, you believe, Thomas. But he said, blessed are those who haven't seen and they still believe. That's me and y'all here who believe. We've never seen him, but we believe in him. And that belief comes from our hearts. And Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. All those today who are joining our church, having a baptism, will be blessed by Jesus because they haven't seen and they still believe.